Hello, my name is Jennifer Hancock, and I am the founder of Humanist Learning Systems and author of several books about humanism. And I was asked recently by a reporter, when is it okay to give up? Right? If you're working on a project and it's not working, what do you do? Well, there's a whole industry of self-help industry dedicated to helping people find motivation to keep going when the time gets tough. And it's absolutely important that we do keep going when times get tough, that we don't just give up. On the other hand, there's the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, right? So good perseverance, and when is it stupid perseverance, right? And when should we give up? Is there some rules to that? Now, one of the things I do is I teach strategic planning, and what I'll tell you is that when people are working on projects, we all fall to a fallacy called the sunk cost fallacy. Now, if you're working on a project, you're investing your time, your energy, and your money into it. And the more time, energy, and money you invest in something, the more likely you are going to stick with it because you don't want your investment of time, energy, and money to be for nothing, right? And this is why, even with cults, they'll make crazy predictions that don't come true, and then a portion of the cult will like double down on the stupid, right? And it's because the cognitive dissonance of acknowledging that you made a mistake and that you're doing something that is stupid is so painful to people that they'd rather protect the fantasy and keep going and keep sinking costs into the project that's not working. All right. And that's not something we as smart people want to do. So, yes, perseverance is good, but perseverance in the face of it's not going to happen ever is not good. So when is it okay to go give up? How do we know when we should keep going versus when we keep? How do we have a realistic motivation to keep going when the going gets tough so that we're not making the mistake of falling for the sunk cost fallacy, but that we don't give up too early, right? So there's a balance there that has to be struck. And I think the key is to be realistic, right? Now, for me, every 6 months, I reevaluate what it is I'm doing. I'm running a small business, right? This Humanist Learning Systems, I have online learning programs, I teach companies, I teach individuals, and I try a lot of different things, not all of which work. And I assume that's the case for most entrepreneurs. And it's also the case for people in businesses that are working on strategies for whatever the strategy is. Not every strategy is going to work. So every 6 months, I like to step back, look at what I'm doing, see if it's working, see if it's not working, and readjust. And what makes this easier for me to do is that I don't worry about sunk costs. I intentionally don't take those into account because I want to make sure I don't continue to sink costs into something that's not working. All right. So what makes this easier is for me to be clear about my objectives. Now, I have primary objectives, secondary objectives, and tertiary objectives. My primary objective is to live a good life. And if I'm doing something that's interfering with that, it needs to stop, right? My secondary objective is to make the world a better place. And I'm doing that by teaching people how to use science to stop bullying, for instance. I'm doing that by helping to teach people how to live life more effectively, make better decisions. I'm teaching that through humanistic management training, things like that. So that's, but those, I'm teaching people how to stop bullying using science kind of things are my tertiary goals. My primary goal is to live life fully, whatever that means to me, right? My secondary goal is to make the world a better place. My tertiary goal is to do that through these different projects that I have going on. Now, because my motivation to do these things is external, right? I'm trying to help people not suffer. And that's a really good motivation. If I was just in it for the money, it would be, I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I should do this. I'd be chasing the money. But I'm not chasing the money. I'm chasing a project that will make the world a better place and that will hopefully also pay me a living, right? So I'm not gonna just give up. on making the world a better place. Like, I'm not going to give up trying to teach people how to stop bullying using science, because if I don't do it, who will? I hope other people will. All right. But that is a secondary goal. All right. My tertiary goals, how exactly I go about doing that, those I can give up pretty easily because I'm not giving up the primary goal. And that allows me to step back every 6 months and look at the specific projects I'm working on and seeing whether they're helping me get to where I'm going. And if they are, great, keep doing them. If they're not, cut them loose or redirect those resources in another way. I never look at the time and energy I've spent on a project that's not working as sunk, as lost, because it's not. Almost always I've learned something from the project. I've maybe opened a door that I didn't know I could open, and it's allowing me to go on a slightly different path. So those costs are never, ever, like, sunk and gone. They're usually recoverable if you redirect them. And so that's how I like to look at it. That way I don't ever feel like I'm necessarily giving up, but it's more like redirection of my resources and energy. And I find that's a lot easier to do for me. That helps me keep on track and not continue to sink costs into a failed strategy, right? So that's how I go about doing it. If you want to learn more, go to my website, humanistlearning.com. And the course I would suggest, if this is something you're struggling with, I would suggest you take my course, Planning for Personal Success, because I do talk about the primary, secondary, and tertiary goals and how to prioritize those using your values so that you can make decisions like, should I give up on this or not, and feel good about the decision. It's also about making reality-based decisions and things like that. So a very useful course. It's about 1.5 hours long. You can get it online with me. You can watch it through Amazon if you want. It's streamable. You can also get a DVD of it. So however it works for you, just go to my website, humanistlearning.com, type in Planning for Personal Success, and it'll take you to all your options. See you online.